You're listening to the audio production of The Heart's Bidding by Kelly Irvin, published by Zondervan and read by Devin O'Day.
To Grandma Irene and Grandpa Roy Elliott, Uncle Dwayne Elliott, and Mom Janice Elliott Line for the lessons in empathy, kindness, and human nature. Whether you realized it or not, you were good teachers. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Colossians 3:23-24. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. A note from the author. The Heart's Bidding explores both developmental and intellectual disabilities through the lens of its Amish characters and the corresponding worldview. Three non-Amish sensitivity readers, two of whom are parents of daughters with Down syndrome, read and provided feedback before the book was published. HarperCollins Christian Fiction Publishing House and I did this because we're keenly aware of the tender issues that may be raised by the disability community when encountering the Amish term, special children, and their view that these children are gifts from God. As a writer, I know better than most the power of words to hurt, demean, make one feel less than, and perpetuate stereotypes. First, know that I'm a Christian writer living with a disability. I came by my disability later in life. My struggle to accept this disability is ongoing. I don't see it as a gift from God. However, I respect and value the Amish perspective as Christ-like and beautifully loving. Readers will see that the Amish believe all children are gifts from God. They employ the term special for these babies as a term of affection and love. Therefore, I use it in the context of Toby and Rachel's point of view. These are their views, not mine, as I walk a narrow path between what the English world finds acceptable and representing an authentic Amish voice. I say all this to respectfully ask readers to honor the Amish view as loving, kind, and so much more Christ-like than the worldly view of some would-be English parents who hold the belief that bringing a child into the world with disabilities is a choice that can be rejected. I have no doubt that Amish parents agonize, worry, and even shed tears over their special children, but they choose an attitude of gratitude. I hope you will read and enjoy The Heart's Bidding in the spirit in which it is offered to edify, provoke thought, and shed Christ's light in the world. God bless. Chapter 1. The single candle stuck in Toby Miller's oversized banana nut muffin spoke volumes, but it didn't say anything worth hearing. His brother Jason, a grin plastered across his bearded face, struck a match and lit the candle. "Stille Geburtstag, Bruder," he sang off tune. "And many more, old man." 29 wasn't old. Not by the world standard. What Jason really meant was old to be a plain bachelor. He was right. But he didn't need to know that. Jason already had a big head. "Donkey, but this isn't the time for this right now. You know Mom will have a birthday cake tonight." Toby blew out the candle and tossed it in the wastebasket. He laid the muffin next to his lunchbox on the counter that ran below the back window of the Miller Family Auctioneering Company's largest trailer, currently parked at the Knowles County, Virginia Fairgrounds.
"Did you double-check the sound system?"
"I did. So did that."
Toby glanced at the clock. 15 minutes until he had to be on the platform, ready to call the first piece of furniture.
"And the furniture's on the stage?"
"Yeah, a 6-speaker.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?